This is Morning Edition on WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner reporting the news. The president of the University of Illinois system announced yesterday he will step down from the role in 2027. Tim Killeen has led the three universities in Chicago, Springfield, and Urbana-Champaign for over a decade. He says he's satisfied with his accomplishments.
Lots of family considerations as well as everything else. At some point, it's time to move on.
Killeen took over as U of I system president in 2015. Since then, enrollment has grown, including of underrepresented minority students. He says he's proud to have limited tuition increases at the three universities despite confronting a state budget crisis. The Board of Trustees plans to begin the search process for a new president in the coming weeks. A group of students at the U of I Urbana-Champaign are hoping the school's new chancellor will sign off on a new mascot. A student organization called the King's Guard is pushing to make U of I's mascot the belted kingfisher, a female bird with blue and orange feathers. The school hasn't had a mascot for about 18 years since retiring its fictional Native American chieftain. Some students in the group, like Vijay Shaw, hoped the bird could get the role with Chancellor Charles Isbell leading the campus. Shaw says he appreciates how Isbell has said he wants to be a good ancestor to future scholars.
That's something that we really agree and believe, that adopting the belted kingfisher is one of the strongest ways as a campus community that we can do that. Not only for Indigenous communities, but for the students, for the alumni.
A spokesperson for the university says the chancellor has been having discussions on a variety of issues with community members, though at this time, the campus is not implementing any proposals for new mascots that have been suggested thus far. Top Illinois Democrats say it's time for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to go. Capital News Illinois reports that Representative Robin Kelly plans to file articles of impeachment accusing Noem of turning ICE into a, quote, rogue force. It comes after a federal agent shot and killed a 37-year-old woman who was apparently attempting to flee a traffic stop in Minneapolis. Department of Homeland Security said that the woman tried to run over agents, but multiple videos appear to show her pulling away from agents. This is WSIU.